County Council meeting of September 17th. First thing will be approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take a look, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of September the 10th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, bill stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Remind everybody, this is the time you can speak before council. We have 3 minutes. You come up, the light will be green. You have, it comes to Amber, you got 1 minute left and red that you will ask you to stop what you're talking about. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I knew I'd get that chance. Slap him alongside of his ugly head. Anyhow, the rumor has it, and I'm going to know if it's true, Purdue is not moving to Del Mar. Not true, or is it true? Or did we waste a bunch of money for sewer projects that should never have occurred?
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Question?
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Last night's Board of Adjustment meeting, with them going through the little bit of informational training back and forth, we're coming up, showing diagrams for front yard setbacks, fronts, and different things going through the process. Definitely a step in the right direction. More of them should be done for information going through so everybody's on the same understanding. I appreciate you doing that. But the other main problem was near the end when it came for if Mr. Sharp had anything to add to it. They discussed a couple little things in there, but it really didn't get into the procedural end or in different issues for what they can choose and not choose. What's a hardship? What's that? I thought maybe some of that might have come out in a little stronger discussion. But the problem that I really have, and this is recent, it's been going on, is with the approval for application, approval for denial, or tabling it. And it just seems like you keep going until you get the vote you want or don't want. But you have it as to where if a board member misses a meeting, isn't there, they can go back, listen to the tape, and then vote on it. But last night there was a board member that missed the last meeting, abstained from the two cases that were last night or whatever for coming back in it. He abstained from voting on it because he didn't take the time to listen to it. So going forward at other meetings and discussing it, why is it up to the board attorney to discuss with the other members that they to go listen to these cases to vote on an upcoming case because you weren't here at that meeting? It's like it would think that if you're gonna be a member and you're gonna have a choice to listen to the meeting or not listen to the meeting and voting on it, if we have so many frequent absences on that board and missing, it just gives the appearance that we're gonna do it till we get the vote we want, don't want, or you may listen to a meeting or not, or listen to it. But how is that fair if an applicant's coming in front of a three-person board to have their hearing for variance or a special use exception, have three members, when that's 60% of the board? You need three votes to approve a motion. So you're starting off where you need 100%. How is it up to, does the applicant have any say whether he wants his case to be heard that night or wait till a five-member board is there? Not there. But I just can't see how we keep having not enough members voting or giving them the choice to vote or not vote. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for September 17, 2000. No, I got ahead of myself. Excuse me. We are joined today by Ms. Peggy Geisler of Sussex County Health Coalition. She's going to make a presentation related to Delaware Goes Purple Awareness Campaign. Good morning, thank you, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. I want to thank all the council members for not only listening to me from the last year, but to let you know of what your great vision and support has now allowed us to do. We actually have been able to take the Substance Abuse Task Force and go statewide. And it now is not only Sussex Goes Purple, but it's Delaware Goes Purple. And I wanted to give you a really quick update on what we were able to do last year with some of the funds that you gave us, and then what we are going to be doing hopefully in this new year as we move forward. So as you know, there was at least close to 400 overdose deaths in the last year to the heroin epidemic. This year we are losing people at a rate of about one per day in our state. Over the Labor Day weekend, 25 people overdosed. Six of those people were from the Sussex County area. This is a tragedy that can be avoided and prevented, and that's what the Delaware Goes Purple initiative is about. It's not just about an awareness campaign. It's really about using that information so that people understand where they can get treatment, where they can get support, where they can get help, and are their kids getting prevention education out in the community or in their school districts. And we do that with this campaign. It just allows it to be a launching point to get everybody on the same page when it comes to taking a stand against substance abuse. So just so you know, last year when we launched, we actually had an event with Chris Herron here locally in Sussex County. All of you, or many of you, were there. And we had close to 600 people. Because of the demand, we have moved it this year to Delaware State University for free. And it can accommodate up to 900 people statewide. And so we will be doing that on October the 9th. You all are invited to that. We will also be bringing him back to one of the school districts in the state as well. We had about 100, almost close to 100 partners sign on board from Sussex County and Kent County. This year, with Newcastle County coming on board, we're assuming we'll have close to 200 business partners and community partners, if not more. We have several statewide agencies on board, and all four major hospitals have come on board. So also, just to let you know, your interest was really around the prevention activities and BOTFIN, which we did start an ambassador program in the Seaford School District. We hope to expand that into the other school districts here in Sussex County. We were recognized. Dr. BOTFIN actually came, and we had him speak at a Day of Hope with over 200 providers in May in our soft launch. He recognized us nationally as the first organization and community to use youth to teach other youth how to stay clean and prevent using any kind of substance while they're in high school. And so we are really thrilled about that. He wrote a letter to us. He wrote it to the Lieutenant Governor. And so Sussex County is a pioneer in this arena. Just so you know, our real goals, just as a reminder, are to really make sure people understand there is the help is here. Delaware, we're making sure that that information is co-branded in all of our information so people know where to go to get their assistance and their help using the state app. We're also promoting the OPI Rescue app, which is an immediate app that lets people know what to do if someone is in an active overdose and how to save their life. And we will also be promoting the HEN app, which is Help Here, Near, and Now, which is really in your hand, where you can get support services locally 24 hours a day. And so what we do with the brand of Delaware Goes Purple is align the community to understand where they can use state resources, community resources, county resources to get their needs met during this epidemic. Just so you know, we are doing this seriously, and we make sure that we have communities can go purple. We have people who register online and take our pledge every day. And so we are really promoting this. We want to make sure we're doing this in a very professional, organized, with driven benchmarks and outcomes towards the ends that we're hoping to achieve. And here's some pictures from our Botvin Day of Hope that was in May. That was our soft launch. We have the Indian River lit up, Memorial Bridge lit up. We're going to have Legislative Hall lit up, Main Street in Dover lit up, Main Street in Seaford lit up, and in Newcastle County, working to get the Main Street in Wilmington lit up. We officially want Delaware to be purple. We want to take a stand against substance abuse, and we're hoping that you will continue to join us in this. Thank you.
Any question, Council? I would say that I attended the event at Crossroad Church with Chris Herron last year, and that's it's touching. It really is. And it would be great if every youth in this county could hear him speak and realize what you can go through from somebody who had everything, and end up in the street with nothing, and how he survived. It's amazing. But it's quite a story. It's quite a story. It really is. Any else from Council?
I noticed that Wicomico County has a mobile, it's like a Winnebago unit that they travel around to county fairs and public events and so forth. Are there any plans for something like that?
So that's a significant cost, and that's actually through their health department, who actually does that. Each community makes a decision about how they want to use resources towards going purple. In Maryland, who actually started the initiative, there are 8 counties in Maryland now. We're the first in the United States to go statewide. But what does that mean? That means that if each community wants to do certain initiatives to really address, then it really is about that community coming together and saying, this is something we'd really like to have, and put resources behind it. Believe it or not, Sussex County Health Coalition is really working to, we actually had no funds from the state up until 2 days ago to do any of this initiative. We were actually relying 100% on local fundraising across the state. The state's now completely on board. We have to raise all the money to do all of the things that you've just seen, and we're a small organization of 2.5 to 3 people doing this for statewide. Sussex County is the pioneer, but we felt that the whole state needed to benefit from this, and so we decided to take it and go to the next level. So yeah, we can have that. But there has to be interest, there has to be funding, and if people are interested in that, we would like to drive it. Personally, I would like to see Botvin in all of our schools. Our youth really need this education. They need to hear Chris Herron. There's an expense associated with that. Many of our districts do not have the dollars. And so if we want that to happen, we need to have the advocacy behind people like yourselves saying, we want to fund that. We want this in our schools. We want these speakers. We need our kids to hear this. Because if they don't get it through a prescription, they start it by age 12. That's our middle school. 12.
Crazy. Anything else?
So who do you recommend these people's got drug problems? Who do you recommend to go?
I'm sorry. When a person has, there's plenty of places to get services and treatment in the state for this type of issue.
I saw in your little letter, your presentation, what you had on there, who could go and not go.
So if you go through...
But I didn't see Teen Challenge on it. Don't you deal with Teen Challenge?
Yes. So to be honest with you, I didn't put all the listing of our support services because it would be, there's close to 40 or 50 different places across the state that people can get support, help, and services. Teen Challenge is one of them.
What do you think the rates are that's successful, the ones went through there?
It's pretty high for Teen Challenge, but the numbers, and you have to understand not all those treatment processes are the same. I'm not going to sort of go through the pros and cons of all of that. However, anybody gets sober, clean, and supported is good for me. In other words, if it's through Teen Challenge, through a treatment center, through the hospital, or even if it's in their local church, I'm okay with that.
The state doesn't do what you call a real very good job. It's all about 10% most time. And Teen Challenge about 97%.
So I don't know if it's 10%.
That's the numbers I have.
Yeah. So all I'm going to say is from a treatment perspective, what I'm here really to talk about is prevention. Let's not let people get addicted to begin with.
Right.
What we're seeing is the aftermath of high pharmaceutical companies prescribing medications that people were unaware of, who now have an addiction problem, and we're here cleaning up this mess. But let's keep kids from actually ever doing it, and let's keep people aware as consumers not to take those medications. There are alternative treatments.
Well, sometimes they're offered, even then it's sometimes offered these drugs out.
We just started a public service campaign about really asking your doctor about the prescriptions. Actually, you'll see it on WBOC. We got some private funding so that you as a consumer should be aware when your doctor prescribes something, you should ask questions about, is this addictive? Yeah. Should I be taking it? Should I be concerned? And where can I go and get alternative treatment instead of having to use a medication I might become addicted to? Hope that answers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Lawson, anything we need to do?
Ms. Jennings.
Yes, Mr. President. So last year we gave them $5,000 from the countywide youth grant, and again this year in your packet I put their application. They're asking for $5,000 again this year for education of Sussex County students. So we do have money in the countywide youth program for this program, $5,000 if you'd like to do that.
Okay. We can do that. That's not on our.
We add a request. You'll see on the agenda it says presentation and request on the agenda.
You have a motion?
So the motion is that be a move that the Sussex County Council provide the Sussex County Health Coalition through the Delaware Community Foundation $5,000 for the Sussex County Substance Use Prevention Project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Obviously, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You want some pictures?
I do. I brought you shirts, too, again. So just because really feel like we want to show that the county has gone purple.
You want to come down there?
Yeah, we're going to put shirts on down there. No, not just you. Whole five of us.
Well, I can put shirt on by myself, but it's whatever.
We're going down here.
We're all going.
We're going down here. We're going to put shirts on.
Oh, we're going to put shirts on.
We're going to put shirts on.
I have two large and I have extra large. So I'll leave jackets on. Jackets on.
What do you got?
I have two large and eight extra large. So I'm just going to put the extra large.
They must think we're small people.
I know. If you have to hold it up, we're good with that too.
Yeah, we might want to hold it up.
Extra large. There you go.
You can hold it up as well. If I didn't get you the right size, it's because I didn't know.
That's fine.
Yeah, we actually have more this year, so we've come in after the fact. So.
We decided we're going to hold the shirts up front of us.
Yeah.
Because the shirts might not fit all of our shirts.
I was optimistic on the sizes, right?
See, you're a bit much
I do. I want to go shirt.
So, Chip, give everybody a shirt.
Tell us where you want to take
a
shirt.
No, take your shirt off. Good Lord, get them.
So, Mike, if you'll get us.
Yeah, what do you say?
So we can do this, I would hope.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. Huh?
Flank.
Get in here.
They're afraid to stand by me.
Get
I don't know
shirt.
What that
is. She's all right.
I don't play it yet.
Sure.
And get IG on one. IG's got one too. Everybody got a shirt?
Come in tight.
Come in tight. Snuggle in here, boys. There we go. Get friendly. Come on, we're all friends. Wait a minute, Sam, get your eyes open. Now, hold it.
Oh, turn it around. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Lord of mercy, we're good. Are we good? Wait a minute. Oh, Chip, we'll take that. Hold up, Chip. Here we go. Good Lord.
I know. Amazing.
That's quite a production.
It is.
Watch, put the letters of glare off your head.
Wait
a minute, here we go.
Turn down, let's look at it, Chip.
Is that good, Chip?
I'm good with that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You gonna put the lights?
Yeah, second, that one up there, trust me.
Today.
That was on Tuesday. If shirt fits, you can keep it, whatever.
Do you want a large?
Yes, sir. I'll go different, you can have like ties.
We're next for large. These are large. Large.
Right, back to my chair.
Good, well, I got her, buddy, come on here. Take your time.
I'm glad to do that.
You're good right there.
You don't have to worry about it, I'm pretty good, taking my time.
Just plop, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back, Mr. Lawson.
All right, now it's time for the county administrator's report for September 17th, 2019. Item number one. Sussex County Government is again joining Sussex County Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus and the State Office of Volunteerism in collecting donated items for deployed servicemen and women who are serving during the holidays. Donation box for stockings for soldiers has been placed here in the county admin office's building and includes a shopping list for deployed men and women as well as our canine soldiers. Donations to the county's box will be accepted up to November 12th. The public, along with county employees, are encouraged to join in and give back to the men and women and canines who serve our country. A list of suggested donated items is attached. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, following departments, projects, have received substantial completion: Middle Creek Preserve Phase 1, Apple Arbor, and Coastal Club Jimtown Road Regional Pump Station, effective September 9th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to take this time to recognize some of our employees for exceptional customer service. A committee of supervisors and employees reviewed 33 submittals and would like to highlight two employees. The first employee is Andrew Jowder of the Environmental Services. Another employee nominated him for taking the time to explain a new process. He patiently walked through the process. He then created a document with photos for reference for a coworker to use. His coworker is grateful for his extra efforts. The second employee being recognized is Megan Ferry of the Finance Department. A customer called in to inform that she accidentally paid her sewer bill online. While checking her bank account, she realized that she had paid $7,300 instead of $73. She was devastated. Megan watched out for the payment so that within the shortest time possible, a check could be cut back to the customer. We want to thank these two employees and the other employees who received recognition for this quarter. Could the two third quarter employees please come up and receive their awards and get pictures with Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lawson? Thank you.
Too young to retire.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's a great story.
That's a great story. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Great job.
She did a lot better than me.
You didn't have a refund?
She should got a commission on that deal, shouldn't she?
Chip.
Thank you both very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for all your work. Mr. Littleton, come right on down, young man. Air Methods lease renewal.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
ladies. I'm Eric Littleton, the airport manager at Delaware Coastal Airport. I'm here to request your approval, council's approval, of a new lease with Air Methods, which is the parent company to LifeNet, our air ambulance located out on the airport. Great aeronautical tenant. We receive very good fair market value rent on the property. and they serve our community, of course, as an air ambulance. They employ 14 to 15 people total. Reason that varies is they have four pilots, two mechanics that are Air Methods employees, and then Christiana Care has 6 to 8 EMTs on duty at all time. 365, 24/7, they're here serving the community. So if you have no further questions, I have a motion.
Any questions to council? Please read your
What is the rent? I'm just curious what the
What is the rent? It's $20,256 annually. $20,256 annually. Monthly, it's $1,688.
And how do you determine fair market?
We had appraisals done of land out there through McCain and Company. So they give us sort of a range of what fair market value is. On aeronautical property, the FAA doesn't require us to get fair market value. It's a reasonable value of what fair market value is. And I leave that to the lawyers and the realtors. But we are receiving fair market value for an aeronautical use property, which is bonus.
More questions? If you read your motion, please.
Yes, sir. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the hangar ground lease agreement with Air Methods Corporation for lot A6 at Delaware Coastal Airport as presented.
Pleasure, Council. Move for adoption. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I do, yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Council.
We're 2 minutes. What can we do in 2 minutes? Let's move on the agenda to grants. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Society of St. Vincent de Paul Council. They're requesting $7,000 to build a new food pantry. The previous pantry had to be demolished so that they are currently working out of storage units. Last year, they served 300 families in the Seaford area with food and assistance. There have been no past grants, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I'm about to make a motion to grant them $750 from my council night. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Riley. To grant $750 to Society of St. Vincent de Paul Council for Community Food Closet from my council magic account. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I'll get motion carried. Next.
And next one is Bethany Beach Fenwick Island Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting $5,000 for their Fire and Ice Festival. The festival helps fulfill their mission to create off-season events to help local businesses during the winter months. There have been no past grants, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd be willing to do $1,000 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $1,000 to Bethany Beach Fenwick Island Chamber of Commerce for their Fire and Ice Festival for Mr. Riley's Council Magic account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Riley, yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next one is Clothing Our Kids. They're requesting $3,000 to help with the cost to provide clothing to 5,000 needy children in Sussex County. Last year, they served 5,019 kids and with over 35,000 articles of clothing. Last grant received was $2,000 from the Countywide Youth Grant, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
Can I move that we do it again from the Countywide Youth Grant?
Sure. Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second. Mr. Hudson. To grant $2,000 to Clothing Our Kids for their clothing. Clothe a Child program from the Councilmatic Youth Grant. Any questions? We'll take the motion. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
IDF, Mr. Carey. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Sussex Central High School's FFA is requesting $750 to $1,000 for students to compete in the National FFA Convention. Last grant received by Sussex Central High School was $500 from Mr. Riley for the Business Professional Association to attend their national conference. And Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd be willing to grant $750 towards that.
Mr. Riley.
I'll pay for half of it.
You want to do the other $250 or you want to do $500?
$750 was, I'd be about $300.
They're asking.
They're asking for $750 to $1,000.
Right.
Well, I'll split the $750.
You'll split the $750.
Yeah.
Okay. That will be three.
You want to just round it up to $1,000?
$375.
$375, right?
No, we're okay.
$375. Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $750, being $375, Mr. Riley's county account, and $375, Mr. Wilson's county account. I think we'll spend your money. For the Sussex Central High School FFA convention competition expenses. Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We'll move back now to our scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance for the very limited purpose of reopening the record only of change in zone application 1882 for Nassau DE Acquisition Company, LLC. I will give a brief explanation of the purpose of this hearing and entertain any questions from council. After that, this matter will be open for public comment. If any member of the public desires to speak, please come to the front and give us your name and address before you speak. The purpose of today's hearing is very limited in scope hearing. To be clear, this is not a hearing to comment on the merits of the case. It is a housekeeping matter only on procedural issues. Therefore, all public comments today will be limited to that procedural issue only. It is only for the purpose of opening the public record, not the hearing, to clarify the actual date the record is to be closed. By way of background, on July 23rd, 2019, when this hearing concluded, there was a motion to leave the record open for 15 days for the purpose of allowing council members to ask questions of staff and agencies. Those questions have in fact been posed, and that period has now passed. Since the hearing, there's been some discussion and questions as to what was to be allowed. Were just the questions to be posed during the 15-day period with the answers following, or were both the questions to be posed and responses received during that 15-day period? The responses to those questions have been received, but since they were received after the 15-day period and there were questions about the intent of the motion, I instructed Ms. Cornwell to hold them in her file and not enter them into the record or share with counsel until this matter were clarified. There was also no period set forth in the motion to allow the public to respond in writing to the responses. As you know, that is our normal practice. This is a large project and has sparked a large amount of public interest. Council wants to make sure everyone understands the ground rules and that everyone, including the applicant and the public, has an opportunity to comment in writing after all the responses to those questions are received into the record. It is my recommendation today that the record be reopened with the following conditions. One, confirm that the 15-day period for questions from council has passed. Two, the record shall be reopened for the purpose of receipt of those responses from the requested agencies. Those responses shall be immediately shared with council and the public. And three, that the record shall remain open until 4:30 p.m. on Monday, September 23rd, 2019, so the public, including the applicant, may respond in writing only, either by letter or email, to the Director of Planning and Zoning. The director will then be on the agenda on September 24th, 2019, 1 week from today, to report the receipt of written communications and to confirm that the record is officially closed. That way, there is no misunderstanding. Council, staff, the applicant, the public will all know and understand exactly what the timelines and what the dates for closing are. Again, I reiterate, during the hearing today, there will be no evidence or testimony concerning the merits of the application. As indicated at the onset, this is housekeeping matter only, and again, all comment is limited to this slim procedural issue. The purpose is simply to clarify the dates of receiving the responses and closing the public record. Council have any questions? If not, I will open the public hearing.
Do we need to read a short title first?
Usually we do that when I introduce it at the end.
Okay.
And is there anyone today that would like to speak on this matter before council? Sir? If you give us your name and address, please.
Sure. George Dellinger, 32250 Sandpiper Drive, Lewis. And perhaps just the speed of your transmission, I bet it didn't pick it up. If I understand it, our comments are due on the 23rd at 4:30. And then we reopen for the hearing or whatever on the 24th.
No, what we'll be doing today is, and what the hearing is about, we are reopening today to make sure that the answers that have come in can go into the record, so they will be made public. So the public can read those, and Ms. Cornwell has them with her today. So if anyone's here, they can have them, plus they can ask for them. And then after today, you'll have until next Monday at 4:30 to respond to those in writing, and then the record will be closed.
What happens on the 24th? My question is what happens on the 24th?
The record will be closed. Mrs. Cornwell will come back next week, explain to the council that she has received or not received additional comments from the public, that those are put in the record and the record closed.
And then the timing for the council's decision is subsequent to the 24th.
That is correct.
My concern was that there was going to be no time to absorb the information of the replies.
Right.
It sounds like there will be time for absorption of that.
Yes, the council will have an opportunity to absorb that, look at all, not only the answers that come in today, but any public responses that come in the next few days, in the next week.
Fine. I was confused about, it kind of appeared that the decision would be made on the 24th.
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir, any other comments? Anyone else would like to address this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public record on this and close the public hearing.
We'll close the public record, close the public hearing. It's okay with council. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C2 medium commercial district to an HR1 high density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 15.2 acres more or less, with the following conditions. Number one, it is confirmed that the 15-day period for questions from council has passed. Two, the record shall be reopened for the purpose of receipt of those responses from the requested agencies. Those responses shall be immediately shared with council and the public. And three, that the record shall remain open until 4:30 p.m. on Monday, September 23rd, 2019, so the public, including the applicant, may respond to those responses in writing only, either by letter or email, to the Director of Planning and Zoning. The Director will then be on the agenda on September 24th, 2019 to report the receipt of written communications and to confirm that the record is officially closed.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Good. Thank you.
Now, Ms. Coleman, I guess you're going to share those with us.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Council's information, there were three agencies contacted, DLDOT, DENREC, and there is a discussion related to housing.
Correct. There was a question about housing. All of those responses have been provided. Some of them were sent via email for confirmation, so those are being handed out currently. And they've also been provided to the public at this time.
So everybody that was asked to respond, responded.
Correct.
Next is our Department of Transportation 2021-26 CTP request.
So every year, as the majority of the county is not in a MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, the county asks the public to provide comment regarding public transportation improvements that could be done to assist prioritization to DLDOT for the CTP. This year, we did have the public comment open for several weeks, and from mid-July to early August. At that time, we received about four emails regarding transportation items. We will note that there were no new ideas proposed from the members of the public. Those items were either already on the CTP or they were already
There were items that don't actually go on the CTP. Some of them were just minor things that we do recognize. So we have provided a draft Sussex County report for the 21-26 CTP request. We did have some updates from DLDOT for some of the items that were already in our request from previous years, noting that some of the work from the 5 Points Working Group is being processed. Some of the other items have been moved forward into the CTP. So while we have them as a request, they are actually within the CTP and they are moving forward towards construction. So I just wanted to give you an update on that information. I'm happy to answer any questions. The DLDOT is holding a public hearing September 25th of this year at their South Complex. It is on their website for the members of the public to come look and see what DLDOT is proposing and to also review the draft that we are sending to DLDOT for consideration into the 21-26 CTP. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I don't think so.
Okay.
We're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Medlars. Good morning, sir.